supposed to just to share with you a short idea in the parsha. So in Parsha's Kisisa, the Torah introduces us to the section of Shabbos. Even though we had Shabbos and Aseres Adibros, Torah goes into great detail regarding Shabbos over here. And remember again, the introduction of Shabbos here in the juxtaposition to Melachas HaMishkan is to teach us the idea that as important as the Mishkan is, the Mishkan does not override or supersede the halachas of Shabbos. So the Torah says, "Vishamu b'nei Yisrael as Shabbos, la'asos es Shabbos l'dorosam b'ris olam." Klal Yisrael again will keep the Shabbos, shamru to keep it, la'asos es Shabbos to go and perform the Shabbos. So the Rebbe of Majitz asks a very simple question. He says, "Why do I need the double lashon of the double wording of vishamru and la'asos? Why do I need both? Klal Yisrael will keep, literally guard the Shabbos, and will perform the Shabbos." So look at the Majlis Rebbe, someone will quote to you. He says something very beautiful. He says, "Ela Isa Begimara," quotes the Gemara Masech of Shabbos, who says the following, "El male misharmim yisal shtei Shabbosos kilchason, miyad nigalin." So the Gemara says something very beautiful. If Klal Yisrael would only keep two consecutive Shabbosos, Mashiach would come immediately. So ask the Rebbe of Majlis, "Lama dafka shtei Shabbosos?" Majlis Rebbe says, "Why two?" I mean, again, we would think it's a big enough feat if Klal Yisrael keeps one Shabbos, why two Shabbosos? So ve'ef shalomar kishnei panim l'Shabbos. The Rebbe says, maybe this is because there are two aspects of Shabbos. Echad bebechinas shev yal ta'aseh, shmiras hadibor v'halicha ukiyotzei ba'ila, ve'echad bebechinas kumaseh. Because in reality, Shabbos has two parts. There's shev yal ta'aseh, there's the cease and desist aspect of Shabbos, things I'm not supposed to do, right? Lamites malachas. And I'm supposed to behaviorally act differently on Shabbos. 39 property categories of labor, I can't do malacha. But there's, and that's shev yal ta'aseh. That is the cease and desist, that is the passive part of Shabbos, not engaging in certain things. Then there's the other part of Shabbos, of kumaseh. The obligations of Shabbos, ta'anuge Shabbos, to have a su'udah, to physically enjoy Shabbos, limud ha-Torah, to learn on Shabbos, to daven on Shabbos. V'zeh shomer, says the Rebbe Majlis, this is the meaning of the Gemara. El malei misham min Yisrael shtei Shabbosos. This is a beautiful chiddush. The Rebbe says the Gemara doesn't mean that we have to keep two Shabbosos. What does it mean if we only kept two Shabbosos? Hainu lishmar ulekayim es shnei chelkei ha-Shabbos. As miyad nigolin, we would be redeemed immediately. We'll say, by the way, the Majlis Rebbe's Yisur is even more beautiful. You know why? There's a stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says that if the Klal Yisur would only keep two Shabbosos, we'd be redeemed immediately. The Yerushalmi says what? If we only kept one Shabbos, we'd be redeemed. But you see, it's not a stira. Because says the Majlis Rebbe, what the Gemara is really saying is, if only Klal Yisur kept the two aspects of Shabbos, on one Shabbos, we would be redeemed. What are the two aspects of Shabbos? The two aspects of Shabbos, again, is what we call the Shev Yal Ta'aseh, not to engage in Malacha, and the Komaseh, and the positive parts of Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, Davening on Shabbos, Onik on Shabbos, we'd be redeemed. And says there is something so amazing. He says, this is the Pshat and the Pasuk, Husha Amar HaKasuf Khan, Vishamru B'nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos. So Vishamru Rabbos refers to what? Shev Yal Ta'aseh. V'shamru refers to abstaining from malacha. V'shamru refers to v'shev yal ta'aseh. If v'shamru leisra as ha-shabos, and then la'asos es ha-shabos, la'asos, asiya kumasei, active means what? Means oneg Shabbos, ta'anuk Shabbos, learning on Shabbos, then ledorosam beris olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make an everlasting covenant with us, would bring the Mashiach. If Klal Yisrael is able to go ahead and actualize the two parts of Shabbos, Vishamru, abstain from Malacha, La'asos es HaShabbos, to celebrate Shabbos in the positive way, then what? Ledoro sam beris olam. The Ribon Shalom would be able to make the eternal covenant with us for Mashiach. Let's say a beautiful Yisod, and to take it one step further, what the Rebbe is teaching us is the following. This is not just the secret to success in Shabbos, just a beautiful Vart by Shabbos, that again, two parts of Shabbos, Vishamu B'nei Yisrael, the Shmira, Lamites Mlachos, I can't engage in prohibited labor. La'asos, but it's not just enough to abstain from labor. It has to be an asiyah, kumaseh. I have to do something positive on Shabbos as well. To eat bikedusha, to sleep bikedusha, to learn bikedusha, to daven bikedusha, to do all of these things in a kumaseh bikedusha. Because Baruch will bring Mashiach. If we could all just do this for one Shabbos together, just one Shabbos, then the Ribono Shel Olam would literally go ahead and bring the Mashiach. But I will say it's a paradigm for success in life. Life has to be a synthesis between Vishamru and Laasos. Life is a combination between, on one hand, abstaining from negative things. You know, both say sometimes in life, people think that as long as they do positive things, I don't have to worry about the negative activities because the positive outweighs the negative. It's not the way it works. If I don't create for myself a spiritually friendly atmosphere by abstaining from negative activities and removing myself from negative influences, that's Vishamru. Vishamru means the environment must be conducive for holiness. I must actively stay away from negative things and abstain from doing negative things. But it's not just enough to be a spiritually sterile environment. It's not just enough to create an atmosphere of holiness. What else do I need? Asiyah. I have to do positive things in life. If I create this synergistic partnership between Shmira and Asiyah, between on one hand abstaining from negative things, removing myself from negative influences, and then engaging in positive dynamic activity, then L'doros Sambiris Olam. Then not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us Geula as a nation, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ensure that we achieve Geula as individuals as well. Alright, then we'll stop over here. What time is it now?